hard truth about life is you will face challenges. You will struggle a lot and you will suffer. But understand that during those suffering, during the adversities, it's time for us to learn. And 2023 had been really rough on me. Even sa mga kakilala ko, kaibigan ko, negosyante, medyo madugo, medyo matindi rin ang 2023 nila. Maraming attritions, maraming nasirang negosyo, maraming nagsarang negosyo, maraming nag-quit, at maraming mga pandalokong nangyari. Pero sayang naman yung 2023 kung hindi tayo matututo. So in this podcast, pipigain natin ng learnings lahat ng nangyari ngayong 2023. Yes, good day to you guys and welcome to another episode of Principles by MJ Lopez. Here in this podcast, we will talk about life, business, career, entrepreneurship, leadership, and success principles that you can use to create and manifest the life that you want. And today's episode is about reality check. It's about the hard truth that we learned in 2023. I'm gonna share with you 10 things I learned in 2023. Ano yung mga bagay na natutunan ko? Well, to be honest with you, ang dami kong na-discover, ang dami kong natutunan. But I'm gonna share with you the top 10. Ano ba yung 10 bagay na pwede nating mapiga ngayong 2023? So instead na dala-dala natin yung pain, dala-dala natin yung sakit, dala-dala natin yung negativity, ang dala natin next year, learnings na, realizations na. Kasi sayang naman yung adversity, di ba? Sayang naman yung pagod, sayang naman yung failure, sayang naman yung pagkakamali natin kung hindi tayo matututo. So I reviewed my year and I'm gonna share with you the 10 things I learned in 2023. And I'm gonna be honest here because, you know, 2023 had been rough. So let's begin. Number one, health is wealth. Kung mapapansin nyo sa mga recent podcast natin and vlogs natin, medyo iba na yung boses ko, medyo paos na ako. Hindi pa rin kasi gumagaling yung ubo at sipon. But still, I really have to create value because this is my commitment to you and my commitment to myself. This is me having discipline kasi nakarating ako kung nasaan ako ngayon dahil sa disiplinang ito. Na ilang taon ko nang ina-apply. For more than a decade, I had been responsible and disciplined. And I would say na nakarating ako sa moment na to, nakapag-build pa ako ng mga companies because of my discipline. This is me keeping my word. At sabi ko sa sarili ko, kahit anong mangyari, tutupad ako sa usapan. And I'm gonna upload videos for you guys. But the thing is, there are times in my life na napapabayaan ko talaga yung boses ko. Napapabayaan ko yung sarili ko. Minsan, hindi kasama sa plano yung pagkain. Hindi kasama sa plano yung pag-hydrate. Hindi kasama sa plano yung alagaan yung sarili. And most of the time, hindi rin kasama sa plano yung magpahinga. So what happened was, during 2023, medyo tinatamaan na talaga yung health ko. Medyo inaatake na yung katawan ko ng patong-patong na sakit, kung ano-ano nang nararamdaman ko, at naapektuhan na yung structures and productivity ko. Apektado na yung work, yung business, apektado na yung family. So bottom line, apektado na yung lahat ng aspects ng buhay ko. So ang pinakang yaman na madadala mo talaga ngayon is kalusugan. Because being healthy, being physically fit is now a status symbol. Ang nangyayari kasi, ang lakas ng dating, ang lakas maka-confident, at iba mag-create ng impression kung maayos talaga yung katawan mo at inaalagaan mo yung sarili mo. Because again, if you are fit, I'm not talking about abs, I'm talking about just doing exercise, just taking care of yourself, making sure that your nutrition is in check. Those things will keep you in shape. At iba yung impression, automatic. The people around you, the people you will meet, will assume that you are a leader. Because you are responsible. Because you can carry yourself. And ang dami nating kilala ng mga negosyante na nagkakasakit, di ba nauubos yung pera nila? Or pag may sakit sila, hindi nila ma-enjoy yung pera nila. Pero kung healthy ka, may pera ka, di ba ang saya? So remember, health is wealth. Number two, in every crisis, there is always an opportunity. Now, I had been discussing this for the past years, no? Actually, mahigit 15 years ko nang dinidiscuss yung prinsipyo na yon na every time may crisis, opportunity siya. But 2023 was actually a reminder for me. Kasi nga, since sobrang daming challenges, sobrang daming pain, sobrang daming adversities, may attrition pa, nagtanggal ako ng mga tao and stuff like that, minsan, pag nandun ka na sa moment na yon, kahit ako mismo ha, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Pag nandun ka na sa moment na sobrang bigat ng adversities, minsan nakakalimutan mo na yung tinuturo mo eh. Minsan nakakalimutan mo na, teka, crisis to, oportunidad to eh. Pag nandun ka sa moment, pag sobrang bigat talaga, dadating yung point magiging emotional ka eh. Dadating yung point maiinis ka. Dadating yung point magkaka-resentment ka. Dadating yung point sobrang bigat. Sobrang grabe yung pagdadaanan mo. So naaapektuhan ngayon yung decision making mo at hindi mo na naiintindihan yung opportunities behind. And then 2023 had been a reminder for me to be realigned with my purpose. Kasi the moment na mawalan ka, maubos ka, lokohin ka, masagad ka, talagang magre-reality check ka eh. Diba? Titingin ka sa nasa taas, magpe-pray ka, magme-meditate ka, magre-reflect ka sa buhay mo. Maraming honest questions ang kailangan mong sagutin. And because sobrang bigat ng pinagdaanan ko this year, I was realigned with my purpose. And in a bigger scale, I realized na teka, this was actually an opportunity for me to reset. This was an opportunity for me to be aligned with my purpose. This is an opportunity for me to be aligned with bigger things. Naalala ko bigla, ang goal ko na pala ngayon, billion. So of course, mabigat talaga yung pagdadaanan. Of course, kailangan ko talagang mag-reset. Of course, kailangan talagang mawala yung mga taong hindi aligned. Kailangan talagang mawala yung mga taong hindi talaga part ng future na yon. At kailangan mawala lahat ng bagay na hindi related sa purpose ko. Because for you to be able to reach that level of success, you have to be aligned with your purpose. Hindi pwedeng strategy lang, hindi pwedeng magandang produkto lang. Kailangan purpose-driven ka. So nagkaroon ako ng napakaraming opportunity to reflect. So sa una, syempre ang bigat. Parang sobrang-sobrang sasagarin ka talaga eh. Grabe. Pero narealize ko bigla na, teka, maybe this is an opportunity for me para mapalapit kay God. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to surrender myself. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to be selfless. You know, because lately, kahit sobrang bigat, I was still focused on giving value to people. Alam mo yun, pag negosyante ka kasi, ang nasa isip mo, yung mga tao mo na eh. Especially kung purpose-driven ka. Nasa isip mo, sweldo nila, pagkain nila, bonuses nila. Dati kasi dumadating sa point na, ang focus ko, ano kaya yung reward ko sa sarili ko this December? Ano kaya yung bibiling kong relo this December? Ano kaya yung gagawin ko this December? But now, since grabe yung challenges, I'm just focused on other people. I'm focused on my people, and I'm focused on really tightening this organization that I have, filtering the organization that I have, and making sure that everyone around me feels appreciated. Kasi alam ko yung feeling na parang hindi ka na-appreciate eh. Alam ko yung feeling na parang hindi na re-recognize yung effort mo. Kasi pag leader ka, especially if you are above, no? If you are the founder, if you are the CEO, mataas talaga yung chance na, lalo na kung nagsisimula ka pa lang ha, mataas yung chance na hindi mo maramdaman yung appreciation ng mga tao sa paligid mo kahit binibigay naman nila sa'yo. Kasi iba yung level ng competence mo eh. Iba yung level ng responsibility mo. Iba yung level ng galing mo, ng excellence mo. So, ang nangyayari, pag nandito ka, tapos again, nakalimutan mo yung health mo. Nakalimutan mong mag-self-love, mag-self-care. Nakalimutan mong alagaan yung health mo. Tapos nagsasuffer ka na physically. Tapos, sasamahan pa ng challenges mentally. Tapos, mabibigatan ka, lolokohin ka na naman emotionally. All sides, nayayari ka na ngayon, eh, apektado na katawan mo. Now, you will start to feel. And when you feel, teka nga, parang bigat ah. Eh, dati naman, di natin kailangan ng appreciation, di ba? Dati, di naman natin kailangan ng recognition. Dati, di natin kailangan ng acknowledgements. Kasi sanay tayo na tayo yung nagbibigay. But I realize na pag sobrang bigat, sobrang grabe yung dumadating na pagsubok, parang ang sarap din makareceive ng appreciation eh. So, ang nangyayari, I'm now self-aware na teka, tao rin pala ako. So, it was an opportunity for me to really connect with my people and connect with my organization and really build this foundation because sinisimulan ko na ngayon yung January ko. And I'm super excited right now to share with you the lessons. Kasi nga, again, I have this certain level of peace where ang bigat pero sure ako may magandang mangyayari because now I feel more connected to our creator, to the source. So yes, in every crisis, there is always an opportunity. Number three, better character equals better income. I noticed with my clients, especially multi-millionaires and billionaire clients, billionaire friends that I have, there's this certain character that they have, a certain character that they've built. Yung demeanor nila iba. As in, yung no bullshits, walang kailangan patunayan, this is who I am. And they always talk about the basics. They talk about, okay, nagkapera ka dyan, MJ, stick to it. Diyan ka kumita, MJ, stick to it. Kahit anong produkto yan, pwede kang maging billionaire dyan. As long as you stick to it, you focus on the basics, at sipagan mo. And make sure that you are following all the principles. Yung mga basic principles like writing your goals. Like, grabe. So as I move along, teka nga, kung itong mga billionaryong to, hindi nakafocus sa strategy, hindi masyadong nakafocus sa anong negosyo yung ginagawa nila, basta passionate sila doon, sure sila magkakapera sila doon, gumagana yung strategies nila. They don't over-strategize, they don't overthink, they simply execute. They get things done. They take action quickly. As in. So I realized that maybe, if I want to go to their level, I have to work harder on myself. I have to build my character. Sabi nga ni Jim Rohn, work hard on yourself than you do on your job. So dapat galingan mo sa trabaho mo, pero mas galingan mo sa pag-grow as a person. Kasi pag nag-grow ka as a person, mag-grow din yung income mo. Gagaling ka sa trabaho, mas magiging valuable ka sa work mo. So yes, work hard on yourself. Build your character. Number 4, choose your influence. Because we are in a world full of influencers. We are in a world full of fake gurus, fake businessmen, fake people. Ang daling mapeke ng katauhan sa social media. At akala ng mga tao, pag sumikat, pag nag-trending, yun na yun. Kaya nga, as we grow our social media channels, I am more focused on growing as a person. Balikan natin yung kanina. I'm focused on building my character. I'm focused on self-worth. I'm focused on self-growth. I'm focused on my growth. I'm focused on personal development. Kaya nga next year, puro Tony Robbins yung aatenda natin eh. Naka-enroll tayo sa Master University. Because I know for a fact that most people, especially here in the Philippines, are too focused on getting the attention, creating the clout, creating issues, creating narratives, being famous in social media. And sometimes, since yun yung focus, masyado na ngayong hindi aligned yung pagkatao nila doon sa sinasabi nila. If you are smart enough and intelligent enough, you will notice that there are people na sikat sa social media ngayon, pero hindi aligned yung sinasabi nila sa sarili nila. Hindi nagmamatch yung sinasabi nila kung paano sila nabubuhay, lalo na kung kilala mo sila in person. Ito worse, minsan hindi nagmamatch yung mga sinasabi nila. Na walang internal consistency, na nagko-contradict yung iba't ibang content. Ang nangyayari lang tuloy, kung ano yung pwedeng mag-trend, ano yung magkakaroon ng attention, sige, upload. But I'm always going on the side where, okay, habang nagkakagulo dito, okay, sige, get the attention, I'm gonna grow as a person. I'm gonna choose my influence better. And I encourage you to do the same. Do your research, right? Huwag kang basta-basta maniwala. Kahit sa akin, huwag kang basta-basta maniwala. Aralin mo. Pakinggan mo ako. Mag-stalk ka. Be part of worldwide entrepreneurs. Look at how I work. Tingnan mo if I walk my talk. Attend ka ng WeLead. Tingnan mo kung paano ako mag-facilitate. Attend my trainings. Pakinggan mo maigi. May internal consistency ba? You have to do your own research. You have to be careful sino yung pinakikinggan mo. You have to be careful kanino ka nakikinig, sinong pinapanood mo. Because they will be your influence. And everything in social media now, even the music that you are listening to, even mga artista, they are trying to influence you to buy some ideas. They are trying to influence you to feel a certain emotion. Tapos bebentahan ka lang ng movie. Ang daming issue ngayon at masyado nating binibili yung issue. And always remember, where focus goes, energy flows. Ang nangyayari, yung energy mo nakafocus sa issue ng ibang tao, sa relationship ng ibang tao na hindi mo alam kung totoong may relationship sila at hindi mo alam kung totoong naging sila at hindi mo alam kung totoong nag-break sila. Hindi mo rin alam kung bebentahan ka lang ng movie. Ang daming issue ngayon, guys. Don't buy into it. Pay attention to who you are listening to. Number 5, someone has to make the hard decisions. Narealize ko yan ngayon. Grabe. Sa buhay pala natin, kahit sa bahay, kahit sa pagtutropa, may tatayo talagang leader. And someone has to make the hard decisions. Someone has to take the bitter pill. Kasi ang nangyayari sa atin minsan, napipilitan tayo. For example, sa isang magtutropa, ito yung pinakang basic. Yung isa may anghit. Yung isa napakabaho. Ngayon, ang nangyayari, yung inuman, yung kainan, yung bonding, hindi na nag-i-enjoy eh. Kasi ang sakit sa ilong eh, di ba? But someone has to take the bitter pill to talk to this person na, uy pare, maligo ka naman. Magtawas ka. Do something about it. Same goes with the bigger things. Mahirap talaga man real talk. Mahirap talaga maging honest. Lalo na kung alam mo na pwedeng masaktan yung taong kakausapin mo. Pero walang pagbabago kung walang pain. Walang magbabago kung hindi mo ibibigay yung feedback. Walang magbabago kung hindi ka magiging honest. So in my business, I have to make the decisions. Teka, itong taong to nagpo-produce ng sales. Magaling sana, kaya lang daming issue sa pera. Manloloko. So I have to make the decision to terminate this person kasi meron siyang money issues with a lot of people. Kung nagawa niya, uulitin niya. So ang nangyayari sa iba, naaawa. Eh, kasi matagal na yan. Eh, kasi ang tagal na niyan dito sa way. Eh, kasi baka naman magbago pa. Ilang taon na niyang ginagawa eh. Kung magbabago yan, sana noon pa yan nagbago. Ngayon lang natin alaman yung issue. And I have to make the hard decision. And the person can hate me for that. But in reality, I cannot feel guilty for doing what's best for the company. Kasi I have to make sure that the whole organization is working and sustainable. So I have to make the hard decisions. Kung may tatanggalin kang tao, ang sakit noon. Tatanggalan mo ng hanap buhay yung tao eh. Tatanggalan mo siya ng income. Kaya alam kung sabaw naman talaga, kung hindi naman masipag, kung tamad, kung hindi sumusunod sa rules, hindi committed, hindi loyal sa'yo, eh, kailangan mo talagang tanggalin. Narealize ko na the main reason why paulit-ulit ako naloloko, kasi paulit-ulit ko rin pinagbibigyan yung mga manloloko. Yung feeling na alam ko na, ramdam ko na, alam mo yun, pinagbigyan ko pa. Because I cannot make the hard decisions that time eh. Kaya lang, narealize ko, gagawin mo rin naman yung hard decision eh. Dadating pa nga sa point, mas mabigat pa eh. Dadating pa nga sa point na mas malaki yung pwedeng sugat na magawa niyan eh. Mas malalim yung sugat na pwedeng magawa niyan sa company mo, sa business mo, sa career mo, sa profession mo. Pero since dinelay mo yung decision to make that hard decision, lalong napasama. At the end of the day, you will make the decision. Why wait? Decide now. Number 6, slow is fast. Since ang bilis ng transition ngayon because of social media, you will see people selling 50 million in TikTok. Alam nyo yon, parang, hala, nag-live long sila, ganito, ganyan. Ang bilis ng transition, ang bilis ng pangyayari, ang bilis ng kitaan, ikaw ngayon, nagmamadali ka. Hindi natin alam na yung mga sellers na yan sa TikTok, yung mga pumuputok na negosyo ngayon sa TikTok, yung mga pumuputok na business ngayon sa Facebook, ang tagal na niyang nagninegosyo. At may na-build na silang foundation. May na-build silang skills. Hindi siya overnight. Pero since we always see the success, not the process, masyado ngayon tayo nagmamadali. So pag nag-try ka ngayon, ginalingan mo, tinodo mo, kasi akala mo overnight, akala mo mabilis lang, yari ka. Kasi madidisappoint ka, mafrustrate ka sa resulta, sa'yo rin babalik. Magkikwit ka ngayon, maninisi ka pa. Ang worst, sisisihin mo pa yun nasa social media. Post sila ng post ng mga pera, post sila ng post ng bahay, ng kotse. Ang hirap pala. Wala naman kaming sinabing madali. Sino bang nag-assume na madaling yumaman? Sino bang nag-assume na madaling magpayaman? Lagi nga namin sinasabi sa inyo, mahirap, it's hard. Hindi lang tayo nakikinig. And I realized that we overestimate what we can do in 3 months, but underestimate what we can do in 3 years. Always play the long game. If you are playing the short game, you will lose. But if you are playing the long game, you will eventually win. Kasi prepared ka to work harder, longer. Piniprepare mo yung endurance mo. Piniprepare mo yung something long term, which will always be better for you and your business. Slow is fast. Number 7. Money magnifies the character of a person. So dito mo masusukat ang isang tao. One, when they struggle, makikita mo ugali nila. Ito yung pinakamalupit. 2, when they have the money, mas makikita mo yung ugali nila. So the moment that these people experience a certain level of success, and maybe they are able to earn a certain number of, you know, income, doon mo makikita yung ugali. Na kung likas na mayabang yan, lalong yayabang yan. Na kung likas na maangas yan, lalong aangas yan. Kung likas na entitled yan, lalong magiging entitled yan. Kung likas na narcissistic yan, pag nakahawak ng pera yan, lalong magiging narcissistic yan. Kaya nga, I noticed with my experience, success is always out there. And in life, we will experience moments of success. We may experience tayong mga moments ng success. Doon tayo masusukat. How do we handle it? Kasi kung hindi mo kayang i-handle yung maliit na moment ng success, yayabang ka na, magiging entitled ka na, magiging arrogante ka na, babawiin sa'yo agad yan. Kasi hindi mo maiha-handle yung mas malaking version ni success. Hindi mo siya kayang i-sustain. At yung adversity, yung hirap, yung pagod, yung puyat, yung struggles, yung pains, yan yung magbibuild ng character mo para mas maging humble ka so that you will have the humility to listen, to learn, and grow. Para pagdating ni success, sustainable. Kaya nga maganda pa rin talaga yung may pinagdadaanan kang challenges. Kasi yung challenges na yan yung magbibuild sa'yo. And, you know, it's just thrilling. It's just sad. Kasi yung iba, bago mabuild yung character, bigla nang yumayaman eh. ayun, bigla din yung mayabang. Kaya bigla rin nawawala sa kanila yung pera. Understand that money won't change you. Yes, it can improve your life. It can improve your lifestyle. Pero the best you can do right now is to build your character. Be a better person. At automatic, yung pera yung susunod sa'yo at mas magiging sustainable yung income mo. Number 8, you are not alone. Pag nag-struggle ka kasi, again, pag mabigat yung pinagdadaanan mo, feeling mo mag-isa ka. Feeling mo nag-iisa ka. At feeling mo ikaw lang. Parang solo mo lahat. Ganun. Parang nagpaulan si Lord ng mga problema, tas nasalo mo. Baliktad yung payong mo, ganun. But the thing is, it was hard for you to be open and hard for us to be open kasi bilang negosyante, of course, we have to be strong. We have to be, you know, we have to be unat all the time. Kailangan, lagi kang okay. So, anong nangyayari if you have a circle? Siyempre, lahat kayo sa isa't isa, okay kami, ito, ganyan. Sometimes, hindi nag-o-open sa isa't isa. Pero pag nag-open ka pala, marirealize mo na yung circle mo, nag-struggle din. Marirealize mo na yung kapwa mo negosyante, mag-struggle din. Marirealize mo na yung kapwa mo negosyante, yung mga tropa mong milyonaryo, nag-struggle din. So I learned that, you know, kahit gaano ka kayaman, kahit gaano ka kagaling, kahit gaano ka kalupit, mag-struggle ka. Lahat talaga dumadaan. I think this is an endless cycle where we struggle and then we grow. And then we struggle more and then we grow. And the more that we solve the problems, the more that we will have the money. But we have to be prepared in solving all those problems. We have to be prepared in facing all the problems. So yeah, you are not alone. The comment section here in Facebook and in YouTube is proof na lahat tayo nag-struggle. Na ang daming dumaan sa hirap ngayong 2023. Number 9. Early success doesn't mean sustainable. Again, this is another learning na pag mabilis ang pera, pag it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. You know, just make sure that you follow your gut feeling. Kasi may instincts tayo eh. Minsan nararamdaman natin, nafe-feel natin na parang it's too good to be true, na parang malabo talaga itong mangyari, or parang sobrang bilis naman ata nung sinasabi nila. And then sometimes, patitikiming ka talaga ng mabilis na income. And there are times na may chamba, there are times na minsan magaling talaga eh. May tao talagang magaling, may tao talagang, alam mo yon, maliban sa swerte, nasaktuhan, maganda yung timing, magaling din talaga, biglang dumadami yung pera. That doesn't mean that it will be sustainable for them and even you. Ano ibig sabihin? Since kung mabilisan, hindi ka sure kung sustainable, now you have the space and awareness that you really have to work on yourself, that you really have to build yourself up, na, teka, sabi ni Sir MJ, I have to be careful, I have to be aware. So since lumalaki na negosyo ko, dumadami na pera ko, hindi naman sa magdadahan-dahan, but more on, okay, I have to grow, I have to focus on building myself, baka mabigla ako. I'm not saying bagalan mo, kasi kung mabilis yung takbo mo, ituloy mo yan. Effective yung ginagawa mo eh. Kung kumikita ka ngayon, ituloy mo yan. Effective yung ginagawa mo eh. Pero habang ginagalingan mo sa business mo, galingan mo sa sarili mo. Make sure that you are growing. Make sure that you are building yourself. Kasi hindi natin alam kailan ulit dadating yung bagyo. At pagdating ng bagyo, we have to be prepared. Lalo na pagdating ng mga peste. Kasi ganito yan eh. Pag ikaw may farm, maliban sa babagyuhin, may calamities, ang kalaban mo, yung mga peste. Ang kalaban mo, yung mga magnanakaw, nanakawin yung crops mo, pepestehin yung crops mo. So, kailangan mong bantayan yung farm mo. So, the more that you become more successful, the more that you become more famous, the more that you climb the social hierarchy, the more that you climb success, you have to be more careful. Kailangan talaga mabuild ka as a better person. Because it's not about the money. It's about who you become in the process. And number 10, stick to the basics. Since we are in an information age, nauso yung AI, nauso yung kung ano-anong mga tools, nauso yung iba't ibang mga platform, tapos ang dami nagbibigay ng information sa social media, iba't ibang mga strategies, concepts, ideas. Nalilito tuloy tayo kung anong i-a-apply natin, anong i-execute natin, anong gagawin natin. And then, sa sobrang kakahanap natin ng shortcut, sa sobrang kakahanap natin ng mga strategies, sa sobrang kakahanap natin ng pagkaakitaan, pagkakaperahan, nakakalimutan natin yung basics. Kaya ngayong mga nagstick sa basics, maliban sa yumayaman sila, mas nasusustain nila yung success na meron sila. Kasi pundasyon nila yung basics eh. Pundasyon nila yung fundamentals eh. Ang gagawin natin para mas strengthen natin yung organization natin, yung business natin, yung sarili natin, yung career natin, ang pundasyon natin yung basics. Kasi yung basic, kahit saan mo pa ikut-ikutin yan, applicable yan, effective yan. Pag malinaw na, clear na, ginagawa natin yung basic, ina-apply mo na, na-master mo na siya, naging habit mo na siya, saka mo i-apply yung mga tools and strategies. Pero, nakastick ka pa rin doon sa basics. Hindi yung, aral mo tong strategy na to, aral ka ng gantong skill, tapos saka mo aaralin yung basic. Kasi tandaan mo na kahit anong strategy yan, kahit anong platform yan, ikaw pa rin yung gagawa niyan. So there should be a principle behind all those strategies, all those concepts. There should be a principle behind the platforms. And again, majority ng mga multi-millionaire at mga billionaire na na-meet ko, kakilala ko, naging kaibigan ko, lahat na focus sa basics. So again, guys, make sure na yes, nakakatawang makinig ng mga grabing mga motivation, inspiration. Pero tandaan nyo, ang magpapayaman sa inyo at ang tutulong sa inyo para masustain yung success nyo, basics. Ang tutulong sa inyo kapag nag-anxiety na kayo, nade-depress na kayo, basics. Kapag nag-overthink na kayo, basics. Pag may self-doubt, procrastination, basics. So stick to the basics. And if you find value in this podcast, make sure that you give us a 5-star rating. Follow us on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Guys, we have a goal to have 1 million subscribers and your help will be appreciated. Make sure that you subscribe, click the notification button, mag-comment kayo, and make sure then that you give us a 5-star review in Facebook. Again, your engagement, your reviews, your subscribe, your like will be appreciated by MJ Lopez Media. And make sure to share this with your friends, especially kung nakatulong sa'yo itong video na to. So that everyone that you know will learn about my 2023 and maybe naaka-relate kayo. And you can also do mastermind sessions around this topic. So yun lang guys, this is the end of the episode. And always remember that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, my name is MJ Lopez and see you soon.